hello. Welcome to the Content Funnel mini podcast with guest hosts Linda Day Harrison of The Broker List, Amanda Bowen of The Content Funnel, and I am Sarah Malcolm, the COO of The Content Funnel. And we are live at Recon.
Yay! Woo!
And our very first official guests are some of my favorite marketing folks in the industry. It's Sherry Lynn McGill, Chief Marketing Officer at Phillips Edison, and Kristen Moore, Senior Vice President of Marketing at Brixmore.
Welcome.
So, what are you guys doing at Recon? Just hanging out, doing nothing, or
in our spare time?
Yes.
In our spare time.
I call this our Super Bowl.
It is the Super Bowl of the industry, right?
Yeah. Never boring.
Long, long days. We start early and we go late.
No fun for the marketing people.
And a lot of walking.
A lot of walking.
This is a massive show.
Painful.
Yes. A lot of walking.
So speaking of, what's some advice that you guys would give to a newbie at Recon?
I would say set a goal and then plan accordingly. So it can vary. It could be source at least one new deal. It could be meet at least 10 new retailers. It could be find new concepts, or it could be find your next job. So one year, I was starting out in Twitter, and I wanted to meet the top influencers, so I actually held a dinner and invited the top five CRE influencers on Twitter to come to the dinner, and it was one of my favorite memories, actually.
So
smart.
That
is so smart. So you just were like, I'm going to email them and tell them I'm holding a dinner.
I did, and you know, what surprised me is, online.
Well, you know, influencers love a free meal.
So. Yes. I think that was what it was. Yes. I think what surprised me is I didn't expect the people that I meet online to become offline friends. Mm-hmm. Like, that really surprised me as I was starting out.
So. And that's exactly like how it's supposed to work, right?
Exactly.
100%. Well, that's how Linda and Sarah, that's why they're sitting here today. They became friends online.
Long time ago.
Exactly.
So Sherry Lynn, what's your advice?
My advice would be network wherever you're at, whether you're at the show, at a restaurant, waiting in the upward elevator. I actually met a retailer a few years ago. I was dining by myself at the sushi bar at Nobu, started talking to this retailer, and we ended up doing a deal with them. So I always just say,
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
What a story.
I think that is such a great point. Even you just think while you're at the event, that's when you need to, you know, start networking, but it's even on the plane ride, right? On the way
out.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Because everyone's coming to Recon.
Right.
Or here to gamble.
Yeah. We hope not to gamble.
Right. It's so interesting, like, who you can meet no matter where you are. You always just have to make sure you make that connection. Such great advice from such pros in the industry.
Yeah, it is.
I have a burning question. How do you keep track of people you met?
I'm kind of old school. I still use LinkedIn a lot.
I use LinkedIn as well. Actually, now instead of getting business cards, I just connect with them on LinkedIn. So that's a good way to go back and say, oh, yeah, I remember this person. Look at their face. So that's,
but,
that's
like, how do you – like, I just had a meeting, and they – you know, I have to do things for them. Like, I usually write it on the card, right? Like, I take the card and I literally make notes so I can remember, like, what I promised them, because it all blurs together. So how do you keep track of, like, sort of what the point of that interaction was?
Actually, I believe LinkedIn allows you to make notes in your contacts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you can do that. But I also will do it on my business card.
Okay,
as well.
That's my go-to.
I try to write a note on the business card.
What about socially? Like, do you ever plan anything extra when you're in Vegas to, like, take in a show or do anything? Or is it just, you just grind it out?
Well, I love Las Vegas, and I love to shop, and I love to try different restaurants. So actually,
do you go to the Crystals? Do you go to the Crystals Mall?
Yeah, I love that place. So this year, I flew in early.
You're serious.
Friends in the industry that I only see once a year, we decided to fly in Friday night, so we had a chance to do some shopping.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know, I saw it on your Instagram. Oh. I was Insta-stalking.
So if you haven't been to Italy at MGM, it's amazing. I love the one in New York, so I was happy to see the one in Las
There's
Vegas.
One in Chicago, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that place
I always
is great.
Like walking by the Jimmy Choo store.
Oh,
the Crystals Mall. I mean, the Crystals Mall is, like, the best of the best. And just to walk through and see all the beautiful, like, clothes, the YSL. And the and
the
Dream. Like,
too.
Sure, I'm going to go in and drop $20,000 on, you know, an outfit.
So it sounds like your favorite thing is shopping and eating.
Yes.
In
Vegas.
It
may be a little gambling. But there's never time to do that during the show.
There's always 20 minutes.
Oh, there's always 20 minutes.
Exactly. How about you, Kristen?
I love to do new things, so I'm always looking for something new to do. So whether it's going to find the best hot dog, as identified on the Travel Channel, or the Neon Museum, or, you know, a casino or a show, a restaurant, whatever. I'm always trying new things.
So, Kristen, you're kind of like a Yelp expert, right?
I don't know that I'm a Yelp expert.
But you Yelp a lot.
I do Yelp
a lot.
So
when you go to these places, do you leave reviews on Yelp?
I do. Yeah, I have done.
Oh, you are my hero. Because I consider people who leave reviews like review angels, because I literally plan my life and vacations all based off of, and I'm not a reviewer. I don't leave them myself, but I'm like, oh, who are these people who write these reviews? They are amazing. What would I do without them?
Why don't you leave reviews?
We're having a good time.
Oh, she's so busy.
She's so busy.
I'm a Google local guide.
Oh, yes. Oh, look at you.
That is such a great idea. I just, like, this is like
Learned
a new
that.
Thing, right? That everyone's being like Google guides in their market.
Yes,
so
it's wonderful. I love it. I'm happy to give somebody a business a review, and I think if they earned it, I really want to shout it out. I'm not a big negative review person. I don't like that, but I like to give good reviews.
Right. So you ladies are obviously the marketing gurus here, right? Well, how the heck do you stand out an event of 35,000 people?
You're not going to be surprised by my answer. I'm going to say, why do you want to stand out? So it kind of goes back to your goal. You need to figure out what your goal is and then figure out how you want to stand out that way. So for me, it was to learn about Twitter, right? My way of standing out was to invite them to a dinner.
Amazing. So. Great advice. Because it's almost like impossible, right?
Yeah.
To really stand out.
Yeah, and you want to stand out in a way that matters.
True, right.
That has a return to it.
I have a similar answer. We want to stand out, but we do flip-flops. So flip-flops have been, it's been a popular giveaway at our booth for the last few years.
Thank you for my flip-flops.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mine really needs to get a pair.
Oh, good. Well,
they're so cute.
But every year we think, like, what can we do differently? But we've had such a positive reaction to the flip-flops because, as you know, taking all the steps during this show, your feet hurt, so...
Do you guys know how many steps you have in?
Everybody just looked at their Fitbit. Yeah. It's hysterical.
Not many. I haven't been walking a lot.
I have about 7,000.
Oh,
so
wow. Already?
I'm at 9,600.
Oh, 9,600.
Nice.
I got here at 6:30 this morning.
It was open at 6:30?
Yes, it is.
I'm on my first pair of shoes, though.
Oh,
I haven't changed. I have three pairs of shoes.
Too?
In my
no,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I've already moved
just
a pair
of shoes. At 6:30.
What on earth are you doing at 6:30 in the morning? Just walking around? Or?
Just me. There was a lot of people here at 6:30.
Well, yeah.
The marketing people.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, somebody saw me.
Were you insta-stalking me?
Yeah. You and your sister. You're hard.
I know.
Not hard to miss.
I know. I have a twin sister at Recon as well.
Oh, you were here. Susan was here that
yes.
early, too?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You, too.
I know.
Was she the one sitting at the table?
Yes.
Well, I'm like... Why does she look like I forgot you had a twin. I'm like, I know.
It's funny. I always tell people we have the same plastic surgeon. And he just has one style. And all of his clients look alike.
All
I know.
Alike.
Right. So
I thought it was maybe one of your employees that wanted to look like you.
Well, you know, when you work with people long enough, you start to look like them and sound like
them. Any last minute things that you want to tell everyone about what you're doing at Recon or anything?
What your main goals were?
Well, leasing. I mean, we want to make sure that our leasing team is set up. They're, you know, they have everything's organized in the booth and actually multiple departments. So that's our goal, is make sure that everything's comfortable, everything's organized, and that we stand out, like we mentioned earlier. So, and media interview. We do a lot of media interviews during the show. And
I'm looking for new tech and marketing ideas.
Ooh, awesome. That's Excel. If you guys, any new tech or marketing companies? Of Kristen Moore.
And Sherry Lynn McGill.
Yes.
We share notes.
Yes.
We do share.
We really do share.
They are the gurus.
That's wonderful.
Commercial real estate marketing.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you guys so
much.
Thank you
so much.
Welcome back to the first ever Content Funnel Mini Podcast.
Yay. My first podcast.